وشد من سراب أحشاءه وطغى تحت الحجارة كشحا مطرفا الأدام. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. وراودته الجبال الشم من ذهب عن نفسه فأراها أيما شمام. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. وأكدت زهده فيها ضرورته إن الضرورة لا تعدو على العصام. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. وكيف تدعو إلى الدنيا ضرورة من لولاه لم تخرج الدنيا من العدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. نبينا الأمير الناهي فلا أحد أبر في قولنا منه ولا نعم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. دعا إلى الله فالمستمسكون به مستمسكون نبي حبل غير منفصم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. فاق النبيين في خلق وفي خلق فاق النبيين في خلق وفي خلق ولم يدانه في العلم ولا كرم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. وكلهم من رسول الله ملتمس وكلهم من رسول الله ملتمس غرفا من البحر أو رشفا من الديام. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. وواقفون لديه عند حده من نقطة العلم أو من شكلة الحكم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Last week we discussed stanza number 4. أيحسب الصب أن الحب منكتم ما بين منسجم منه ومضطرم. Does the lover think that his love can be concealed while his tears are flowing and his heart is glowing? So we've discussed the meaning, and then we said that we, in this session, inshallah, we are going to speak about the 6 qualities Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had, and these are the 6 qualities that inclines these hearts towards Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So it is, we said, number 1, kamal, in perfection. Number 2, jamal, in terms of beauty. Number 3 is mal, wealth. Number 4, nawal, this well-wishing and this willing to give up what you have for the next person. Jalal wa azmat, number 5, this awe and this honor. And number 6, kaununa lahu kal ayal, and our existence to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is like that of family. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for us, he is like a father in terms of his well-wishing, in terms of his knowledge that he wanted to share. So these are the six. So we'll start off with the first one, inshallah, in the session of Durratul Farda, Sharhu Qasidatil Burda. It is the exclusive pearl in terms of explaining the stanzas of Qasida Burda. So the first one, Kamal, perfection. Here, Hazrat Mufti Ridaul Haq Sahib Damat Barakatuhu says, Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke kamalat kon bayan kar sakta hai? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in terms of his perfection, who can actually do justice to it in terms of words, in terms of explaining, describing, in bayans? La yumkinu thana'u kama kana haqqahu. It is not possible to praise Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as he is ought to be praised. Ba'das khuda buzruk tu yi qissa mukhtasar. After Allah azza wa jal, in terms of honor, you are next. Qissa mukhtasar. That is the summary of this whole story. Us par puri ummat ka ijma hai ke zameen ka wo hissa ko jo huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke jasad athar ke saath mila hua hai khana kaaba se bhi afzal hai. That we spoke about this last week, and we're just going to mention it here, that sand that is touching the body, the park pure athar body of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is more beneficial, virtuous than even the Kaaba al-Musharrafah, virtuous. And some have even gone to the extent to say that it is even more worthier, more virtuous than the arsh and the kursi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not far-fetched. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the very reason why we are walking on this earth, is to emulate, follow his lifestyle. This is going to draw you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in every aspect, even if you go to the Kaaba al-Musharrafah and you do not follow the way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then how will you be able to take benefit from these honorable sites? How will you be able to take benefit from the Baytullah if you're going around and you are doing all sorts of things that is actually where you are actually incurring the curses of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these Mubarak places? So this year Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and showed us. So this year is also, it demands that we consider Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be having this level of perfection. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who is the Shaykh al-Hadith of this Ummah, he says, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Now before we continue, let's make this moment, these moments, beneficial. You say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I say it, I just said it now. What's the benefits? Man salla alayya wahidatan sallallahu alayhi ashra. You say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once, 10 benefits, 10 mercies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts onto your name. 10 mercies, one time, wherever you are in the world. So say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you will become beacons of where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is descending upon. So constantly in your walking, see how you can make your lips, your tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with reciting Durood Sharif in abundance. So this year will cause you to get into those avenues of such mercy which is descending upon you that you won't understand it, you cannot understand. So let us do these actions so that we, our lives become more meaningful. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ana sayyidu waladi Adam yawm al-qiyamah. I am the leader of the children of Adam alayhi salam on the day of Qiyamah. And the first whom the qabr will be opened, wa awwalu shafi'in wa awwalu mushaffa'in. The first intercessor whose intercession will be accepted. This is narration of Muslim. So this all is heading in the direction of Kamal, perfection. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, this is narration of Muslim, Fuddiltu ala al-anbiya'i bi sittin. I've been granted virtue over the anbiya alayhi wa sallam over six. over six aspects. U'atitu jawami'al kalim. I've been granted concise but comprehensive speech. I speak, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, few words, but go and see the books and the pages of ink. It just doesn't get finished. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's praises continues and continues to the point that that may also be exhausted, but his praises will still continue. وَنُصِرْتُ بِالرَّعْبِ I've been assisted with awe. When you see, when the enemy sees Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they don't want to engage because he has been covered with this awe. When a believer sees Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they couldn't look at Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the face, but they just grew in terms of respect and love, muhabbat. وَأُحِلَّتْ لِيَ الْغَنَائِمِ And booty has been made permissible for me. وَجُعِلَتْ لِيَ الْأَرْضُ مَسْجِدًا وَطَهُورًا And the earth has been made a masjid and it has been made pure. You can pray almost anywhere. Except, of course, you can't pray in churches, you can't pray. So that's exclusions now. But you are traveling there on the ground, pure. You can read salah there. وَأُرْسِلْتُ إِلَى الْخَلْقِ كَافَةً I've been sent to the entire creation in totality. وَخُتِمَ بِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ And the lineage of prophethood has ended with me. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this is the narration of Muslim. It is the Sahabi radiallahu anhu, Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu, and he says, فَمَنْ يَحْجُو رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ مِنْكُمْ وَيَمْدَحُهُ وَيَنْصُرُهُ سَوَاءً Whether you hold back or whether you praise Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you praise or you assist, everything, all is the same. Because he has the status by Allah azza wa jal. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have elevated, we have raised your remembrance. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ for you. So that is number one, kamal. Number two, jamal, beauty. The beauty of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here again, aapke jamal koon bayan kar sakta hai? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beauty, who can explain it to us? So we see, in terms of beauty, Mufti Ridaul Haq Saab Damat Barakatuh mentions that there is two types of beauty. One type of beauty is, ek ye ke dekne wale ko foran. When you're looking at the person, that beauty, that awe is all there. Magar baad mein jaise jaise mujalasa wa mukalama, afterwards when there's, interaction, speaking, waise ye is husan ka athar kam ho chala jaye. Then this beauty slowly, slowly it fades away. So first, it was a matter of awe, respect. And that beauty, it captures you. That ka, respect. But as soon as, all these formalities are gone now, it becomes like, okay, it's not like how I used to respect you before. So this is the one type of beauty. The other type of beauty is this. It is husn ki dusri qisam ye hai ke kisi aariz ki wajah se dekhne wale par foran zahir nahi hota. Magar, so when you see the person, it doesn't become clear, but as you engage and you move forward, then this love just grows and grows and grows. So as opposed to the other one, it fades away. This love grows and grows and grows. As the poet said, يَزِيدُكَ وَجْهُهُ حُسْنًا إِذَا مَا زِدْتَهُ نَظَرًا Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beauty, it just increased. His beauty of the beauty of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face, it increased. إِذَا مَا زِدْتَهُ نَظَرًا The more you looked at Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more that increase in that sight of Nabi Karim, in the looking at the Mubarak athar face of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, countenance of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it just grew and grew and grew more. As Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu had mentioned, and this narration is in Tirmidhi, Shama'ilu Tirmidhi, it is mentioned, Man ra'ahu badihatan habbahu. Whoever saw Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, suddenly then he would grow in terms of that awe. So that was, if you didn't know Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that awe was that, as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, when usirtu bi ar-ru'b, I've been assisted with ru'b, so that fear will be there. But as وَمَنْ خَالَطَهُ مَعْرِفَةً أَحَبَّهُ, and as a person engages, mixes with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that recognition is formed and that love increases. يَقُولُ نَاعِتُهُ لَمْ أَرَى قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ مِثْلَهُ. I've never seen the likes of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before, like the likes of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before him, and nor after him. This is exclusive. This is something. لَمْ أَرَى قَبْلَهُ, I've never seen the likes of him before him, وَلَا بَعْدَهُ مِثْلَهُ, nor after him. This is something amazing. Then you move on and you see this beauty continues, Kamal we are speaking. It is mentioned Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu's famous saying, وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَى قَتُّ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. More beautiful than you, my eyes has never seen ever. More beautiful than you, no woman has given birth to. You are created free from all aibs. You are created free from all sorts of faults. All sorts of... It is as if though you are created as you desired to be created, as you wish to be created. It is mentioned, Ya sahib al-jamali wa ya sayyid al-bashari, Mu wajhika al-muniri laqad nuwira al-qamaru, la yumkinu al-thana'u kama kana haqqahu, O the possessor of beauty, O the leader of insan, from your illuminated face, the moon has been illuminated. It is not possible to praise you the way you are ought to be praised, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, honor, dignity, respect is for you. This is the story in summary. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu has mentioned, Ra'aytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam fi laylati idhiyanin. I saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam on a cloudless night. Faja'altu anzuru ila Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam wa ila al-qamari. I began looking at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and looking towards the moon. وَعَلَيْهُ حُلَّةٌ حَمْرَاءٌ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this red clothing upon him. فَإِذَا هُوَ عِنْدِي أَحْسَنُ مِنَ الْقَمَرِ. According to me, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more, I found him to be more beautiful than the moon. This is mentioned in Tirmidhi. Chance it this be, Dana, ye be kya insaf hai. To compare with the moon, this is also not just. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his countenance goes beyond that. Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu had mentioned, فَلَمَّا سَلَّمْتُ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَهُوَ يَبْرُقُ وَجْهُهُ مِنَ السُّرُورِ. When my tawbah was accepted, Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, and he entered the masjid, and he looked at the countenance of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was brimming, which was glittering with happiness. And when Nabi Kareem, when he looked at this happiness, he saw that this face of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is glittering out of happiness. فَلَمَّا narration of Bukhari Sharif. فَلَمَّا سَلَّمْتُ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَهُوَ يَبْرُقُ وَجْهُهُ مِنَ السُّرُورِ. When my tawbah was accepted, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I greeted Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His face was shining, glittering, due to the happiness. وَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ إِذَا سُرَّ اسْتَنَارَ وَجْهُهُ. When Nabi Kareem صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ was happy, then his face would be glowing. حَتَّى كَأَنَّهُ قِطْعَةُ قَمْرٍ. It was as if though it is a piece. It is as if though it is a portion of the moon. وَكُنَّا نَعْرِفُ ذَلِكَ مِنْهُ. And we recognize this from Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, narration of Bukhari Sharif. In Muslim Sharif, it is mentioned, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أزهر اللون. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's complexion was fair. كأن عرقه اللؤلؤ. It was as if though when his perspiration used to drop, it was like pearls shining. It was like pearls shining. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha had mentioned that had Zulaykha and her woman had seen the honorable countenance of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they would have been la'atharna bil qat' al qulub 'ala al aydi. They would then be cutting their hearts with their hands. Zulaykha's woman, they cut their hands when they saw Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salam. But had they had to see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they would be, the effect would be so deep, they would be cutting their hearts with their hands. This has been captured. You know the incident, and we've just passed the days of Qurbani now, the days of Hajj. So when you speak of Ashurul Hajj, it ends with Ayyamut Tashriq once this. So that's, it's over now. But it's still, Ashurul Hurum still remains, and that will continue till Muharram, end of Muharram, and then Rajab, and then it will start again Dhul Qada, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, like this. So it is mentioned in Muslim Sharif, Sahih Muslim, the camels. You know, Hajjatul Wida, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had slaughtered 100 camels. With his own hands, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam slaughtered 63. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu then completed the rest. These camels, it is mentioned, when they saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is slaughtering, so they began to present themselves, because this Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's perspiration, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's touch, all of this would fall. They just were anticipating this moment. The narration of Abu Dawood, وَقُرِّبَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بَدَنَاتٌ خَمْسٌ أَوْ سِتٌ فَتَفِقْنَا يَزْدَلِفْنَا إِلَيْهِ بِأَيَّتِهِنَّ يَبْدَعُ. Five or six camels were brought to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they began coming close to see with which one of them will Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam start with. They were desiring that, I must go first. You know, to catch a camel, to catch a sheep even, how difficult it is. These camels were anticipating that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam slaughters them. This here is mentioned in Abu Dawood. You go further and you speak about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you see, it is the narration of Bukhari Sharif. You know, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when it was Jumu'ah, he would stand by a tree. So this narration is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu is the narrator. قال أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقوم يوم الجمعة إلى شجرة أو نخلة. When it was the day of Jumu'ah, Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم would stand by a tree or date palm. فقالت امرأة من الأنصار, a woman from the Ansar said, أو رجل, or was it a man, يا رسول الله, ألا نجعل لك منبرا, يا Ya O Nabi of Allah, shall we not make for you a minbar? Qal in shi'tum. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you wish so. Faja'alu lahu mimbara. So they made for Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a minbar. Falamma kana yawm al-jum'ah, when it was the day of Jumu'ah, it was given to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went towards it. He proceeded towards and fasahatin nikhla. Then what happened? Fasahatin nakhla, this date palm started to scream. What kind of scream? Siyah as-sabiyyi, it was the scream, the cry of a child. ثم نزل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فضمها إليه. Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم went and embraced it, comforted it, and it continued moaning. It continued moaning. What kind of moan? تَإِنُّ أَنِينَ الصَّبِيِّ. It was the cry. It was the moaning like a child. يُسَكَّنُ, being quietened. It continued crying like a child, where you have to give it something, give it a sweet, console it, make it still, it's quiet. Like this, a tree was crying of this nature. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of humility, said, قال كانت تبكي على ما كانت تسمع من الذكر عندها. This tree is crying because of the reminders, the lessons, the dini lessons, the nasiha that was mentioned, that it heard when it was mentioned by this tree. While we mentioned, we spoke about hadith, we spoke about Quran, we spoke this tree, because now it's not enjoying that, it's not listening to that anymore, due to this it's weeping. That was the humility of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But of course, it was really weeping because that separation of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You go to the narration of Muslim and you see Nabi Karim did such as stones would greet Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the narration of Muslim. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu mentions Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inni la'arifu hajran bimakkata kana yusallimu alayya qabla an ab'atha, inni la'arifuhu al'an. I recognize those stones in Makkah Mukarramah. They used to greet me before I was sent as a prophet. I recognize them now too. I recognize them now too. That which you say there's no life in, they would also respond. They also had this, they had this feelings, and they understood that this year Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam is rahmatan lil alameen. So that's all under Jamal. Jamal, you can speak more and more and more, and there's no stopping. But the beauty of this is we've given you references from the ahadith mubarakah. Nawal, if you come, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam's, one is Zahiri, one is Ruhani. So these are the two. When you see, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam had mentioned, this is a narration of Bukhari Sharif, Ana awla bil mu'minina min anfusihim. I'm higher for the believers than their own selves. فَمَنْ تُوُفْيَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فَتَرَكَ دَيْنًا فَعَلَيَّ قَضَاؤُهُ وَمَنْ تَرَكَ مَالًا فَلِوَرَثَتِهِ. So, I am, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this love, muhabbat for the ummah, and would constantly, it wasn't about, you see, my relationship with you is, I want to see what I can gain from you. That wasn't the case with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever passes away from the believers and he leaves some debt behind, for alayya qada'uhu, it's upon me to complete that debt. If he leaves behind wealth, then it is for the inheritors. Look at this. This is pure well-wishing. Another narration of Bukhari, من ترك مالا فلورثته. Whoever leaves wealth, it is for the inheritors. ومن ترك كلا. If a person leaves behind a child, some weak offspring, فإلينا, then that is upon us. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love. ما سئل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن شيء قط فقال لا. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was never asked anything ever, and he said no. If you come to the narration, it is mentioned also in Muslim that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked, سَأَلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ غَنَمَ بَيْنَ جَبَلَيْنِ فَأَعْطَاءُ إِيَّاهُ. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was approached, and Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him a large flock. A large flock of sheep. This person returned back to his people, and he said to him, فَأَتَى قَوْمَهُ. He went back, he said, فَقَالْ أَيْ قَوْمِي أَسْلِمُوا. O people, embrace Islam. فَوَاللَّهِ إِنَّ مُحَمَّدًا لَيُعْتِي عَطَاءً مَا يَخَافُ الْفَقْرِ. Wallah, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving so much, such wealth, such, he does, it's as if he doesn't fear poverty or desire for any, to keep behind anything. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, this is the narration of Muslim. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha mentions, ما ترك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما ترك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دينارا ولا درهما ولا شاة ولا بعيرا ولا أوصى بشيء. Nabi Karim صلى الله عليه وسلم never left behind any dinars, no dirhams, no sheep, no camels, nor did he have anything to make a will for. This is Nabi Karim Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then, if you see in the narration of Bukhari, what tuwfiya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa dir'uhu marhunatun 'inda yahudiyyan bi 30 sa'an min sha'irin. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left his park pure body, had left this temporary world, and his armor was mortgaged to a Yahudi. For how many? It was for 30 sa' of sha'ir. That is how much. This was Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love. He was willing to give everything up. But this ummah must get iman. This ummah must be happy. It is mentioned, it was the incident of Hunain. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jubair ibn Mut'im radiallahu anhu, is the narrator of this hadith. He says, بَيْنَا هُوَ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَمَعَهُ النَّاسِ مُقْبِلًا. That while he was with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was accompanied by the people on their way back from Hunain, the Bedouins, they started to ask Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they forced Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go under a samura tree, where his loose outer garment was snatched away. On that, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up and said to them, return my garment to me, and a'tuni rida'i, return my garment to me. If I had this much of camels as these trees, لَقَسَمْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ. فَلَوْ كَانَ عَدَدُ هَذِي الْإِضَاهُ نَعَمًا لَقَسَمْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ. I would have split it amongst you. ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُونِي بَخِيلًا. You would not find me to be you will not find me to be a bakhil, a miser, وَلَا كَذُوبًا or liar, وَلَا جَبَانًا or coward. So there's much more to speak about here under Nawal. But however, we have to move on, and this is to the last one, where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam's Jalal, or the second last one, in fact, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam's is Jalal. And we go to that same narration of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, man ra'ahu badihatan habbahu. If you saw Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, suddenly that awe would just increase. وَمَنْ خَالَطَهُ مَعْرِفَةً أَحَبَّهُ. You mixed with Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recognizing him, that love would, you would continuously love Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It would grow. So this is Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They've mentioned this, they've explained this to us. Then you come to the last one, كَوْنُهُ كَالْوَالِدِ وَنَحْنُ كَالْإِيَالِ. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's existence is like the parent, like the father, and we are like the children. It is in the narration of Ibn Majah, as the Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu had mentioned, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innama ana lakum bi manzilatil walidi li waladihi u'allimukum. Innama ana lakum bi manzilatil walidi li waladihi u'allimukum. My example, my status to you is like the father to his son, to his child. I teach you and you learn. إذا أتيتم الغائط الغائط إذا أتيتم الغائط فلا تستقبلوا القبلة ولا تستبدروها. When you are going to relieve yourself, do not face the Qibla, or do not face your back towards the Qibla. So this is there. The focus here is this, our existence, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's existence. We have come to the end of this program. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our love for Nabi Karim Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
خلاص خير ملتزم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ومنذ ألزمت أفكاري مدائحه وجدته بخلاص خير ملتزم ولن يفوت الغنى منه يدا تربت إن الحياة تنبت الأزهار في الأكام مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ولم أرد زهرة الدنيا التي اقتطفت يدا زهير بما أنثى على هرمي يدا